This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization said Tuesday the United States could soon become the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris said at a news conference in Geneva that an acceleration of new cases in the United States is behind the organization's assessment. Harris said the United States has a very large outbreak and an outbreak that is increasing in intensity. Harris said 85% of new cases worldwide over the past 24 hours were confirmed in the United States and in Europe. 40% of those new cases were in the United States, she said. U.S. President Donald Trump is poised to send the United States back to work within weeks, despite warning from medical experts that it might be premature to prevent an even wider spread of the COVID-19 virus. Trump said he would like to have things back to normal by Easter, which is April 12th. That was in an interview on Fox News on Tuesday. He said, "We have to go back to work much sooner than people thought, or face severe damage to the economy that could shave 20 to 25 points off the country's gross domestic product." The president has made clear in remarks to reporters and on social media in recent days that he believes rigid enforcement of social distancing for months, which would prevent most U.S. businesses from operating normally, would be worse than the casualties caused by a protracted halt to the economy. India has imposed a three-week nationwide lockdown from midnight on Tuesday, banning people from leaving their homes as it scrambles to break the chain of transmission of coronavirus in the country. Affecting 1.3 billion people, it will be the world's largest lockdown announced since the coronavirus pandemic began its march in countries across the globe. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. You can follow us on VOA News on your radio at the top of each hour. You can also catch up on the news on our website, voanews.com. And in addition to that, we have a mobile app that you can download. Once again, our top story, the WHO says that the United States may be at the epicenter of the latest of the coronavirus outbreak in the future. And the 2020 Olympics has been delayed for about a year after an agreement was reached via telephone Tuesday with Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. The Games were originally scheduled to begin on July 24th. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Tuesday the postponement came after months of escalating pressure from some participating countries and athletes. Italy, meanwhile, has suffered by far the deadliest consequences of the novel coronavirus outbreak. Reported on Tuesday, a third consecutive day in which its daily deaths and new infections declined. The 601 deaths recorded Monday are still a staggering figure, but one that is a vast improvement from nearly 800 on Saturday last week. Italy has reported more than 6,000 deaths and has the second highest overall number of cases. South Korea, which once held the position of being one of the hardest hit nations, showed its own continued progress, reporting Tuesday a daily rise in new cases of 76. That was its 13th consecutive day below 100. Meanwhile, China continued to report its own improvements with just 4 locally transmitted cases in its latest figures on Tuesday. Officials said healthy people in Hubei province, the center of the outbreak, will be able to leave the province after 2 months of lockdown. The provincial capital, Wuhan, will see the same relief in early April. But worries persist about a comeback for the virus in China, the place it was first detected in late December. Due to cases among people who arrive from elsewhere in the world, China reported 74 such imported cases on Tuesday. Those fears have prompted governments all over the world to institute travel restrictions. Botswana also has to keep an eagle eye on South Africa, which had recorded more than 500 COVID-19 cases as of Tuesday. The number of border jumpers from South Africa and Botswana's other neighbors is usually small. The trial in absentia of 3 Russians and a Ukrainian charged with multiple counts of murder over the downing of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine in 2014 resumed briefly at The Hague on Tuesday amid the coronavirus restrictions. The Dutch judges in the trial read out several preliminary decisions. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.